panel. I've started recording, so we
can go ahead.
You
did. Okay, well, with that, I'll just say good evening and welcome to all of you, and a special welcome to my co-host on the call. Matter of fact, sometimes I'm not able to be on here, and he runs the whole call himself, but none other than our Dr. Marcus Kuypers, MD, a board-certified physician, has a practice up in the Seattle, Washington area, but more excitingly for all of us, he is on our advisory board, actually our scientific advisory board, and he comes on every Monday night, been doing this now for, going on a couple of years almost, where he just comes on and just tells us information, knowledge, education, and everything to do with the ingredients in our product, nutrition in general, and it's always with great anticipation that I dial in to these calls so I can learn something new each week, as I do when I listen to Dr. Kuypers. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the call over to Dr. Kuypers.
Thank you, Paul. Good evening, everyone. And tonight I thought, in honor of the holiday season, and since this will be our last call for 2009 and this year, we're not going to do a call next Monday, the 28th, in honor of the holidays and the Christmas season. And so we will get started again on January 4th with the new year. So I kind of wanted to summarize and just do an overview tonight of our X-Fuse products and 7 Plus and those family of products, and kind of just briefly summarize what's good about this stuff. Why are we drinking 7 Plus? Why should we be drinking it? Why are we all so excited about it? And why is this the most unique and nutritious beverage to be found anywhere, in my opinion? And, you know, there's some really useful things in 7 Plus. I mean, it was formulated to be the most complete and nutritious drink available. And all the 7 Plus ingredients are organically derived or wild-crafted or natural as can be. There's no preservative systems. I mean, in the terms of the chemical preservatives, we do have a natural vegetable preservative in it, which is absolutely wonderful. And so as a result, we don't have to use any powerful chemicals with potent side effects such as benzene and so on, and we have a supplement that is derived and made with extracts. And extracts are, as opposed to concentrates, and, you know, the extracts are without the cellulose and other indigestible products of the plant. They tend to have a much lower sugar concentration, so you're not getting a big sugar blast. They are better absorbed, and we have testing to document and verify this so that we know that these extracts are getting into the body, they're getting into the bloodstream, they're getting into the cells, which is the whole point of taking a nutritional supplement like 7 Plus. I mean, why bother taking it if, you know, it's just going to pass right through you and it's not going to get into the bloodstream to be utilized by the cells in the body? And the whole point of something like 7 Plus is that we know that our diet and food sources are often deficient in the vitamins and minerals that we need. Not everyone has the opportunity to live on a farm and grow their own fruits and vegetables and to be certain of their content. And in this day and age of you know, factory farming and high yield crops and high intensity fertilization and farming, you know, our soils just don't have as many nutrients as they had 50 or 100 years ago. So we know that we need to supplement our diet and get the phytochemicals, get the micronutrients, get the trace minerals, get the vitamins that are by and large sorely lacking in our modern diet. And we know that this is a good thing because there's a growing body of literature. There is increasing research from a host of different institutions and countries to show that getting these extra phytochemicals and these nutrients and all the things that are missing in our diet is tremendously important to our health and well-being. Many of the chronic diseases, degenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, and much of the ills of our modern Western lifestyle can be laid at the feet of our deficient diet. And there's a body of research to suggest that eating a diet high in plant-based material and extracts and vitamins and minerals and so on does not only help improve these degenerative conditions, but it also seems to help protect and ward off these conditions so that we don't have them to contend with as time goes on. Now, granted that a lot of that research has been done on plant-based extracts in general, and I would emphasize that specifically 7-Plus has not been tested in that arena. There is no guarantee, there is no data or research to suggest that 7-Plus and X-Fuse products are a treatment for anything, but we have good reason to believe that it is a good source of plant-based chemicals, phytonutrients, and all the things that are good for us. And we know that as extracts, they do get absorbed. And so the proof may be in the pudding after you've been taking 7-Plus for 10 years in what you don't get, that it may not, you may not get that, come down with that degenerative disease. Your arthritis might not be quite as bad. You know, what if you didn't get dementia, or you didn't come down with Parkinson's disease or something like that because you'd been taking your 7-Plus for 20 years on that? That's just a supposition, but in my professional opinion, I think there's a lot going for the fact that if we take our supplement and take these nutrients, that we stand a whole lot better chance as time goes on to forestall many of these degenerative problems that we might otherwise have to face. Now, 7-Plus has a whole bunch of different effects. I mean, there's you know, literally thousands of different ingredients, thousands of different tiny molecules and compounds in 7-Plus coming from all the different plants and all the different ingredients. And we can kind of categorize these in a number of different areas, which I'll kind of try and do in a nutshell. And 7-Plus comes down to the fact that it has lots of polysaccharides. Polysaccharides are chains of sugar molecules. There's different varieties of sugar molecules strung together in these varying lengths, just like beads on a chain. And depending on the length of the chain and which different sugar molecules are strung together there, determines their effects. These polysaccharides can have everything from immune potentiating effect or boosting the immune system to anti-inflammatory effects, to acting as antibacterial effects, to helping heal the tissues and lining of the gut. They can help stimulate the immune system to fight off foreign invaders. They can help the body produce antibodies to different allergens, and they may even help act as adaptogens or lowering the body's stress thermostat, as you will. The other ingredients within 7-Plus we know that have antioxidant effects. Now, antioxidants are especially important because they help neutralize free radicals. Free radicals are a normal byproduct of cell metabolism, and they are unstable molecules that have an inflammatory or damaging effect against normal molecules, and this can lead to cellular damage, and in one theory, it can damage the actual molecules of the DNA, leading to damage and mutation, and ultimately cancerous changes. And the nice thing about 7 Plus is it has a whole range of antioxidants. In fact, each one of the ingredients is known for and picked for, if you will, for its antioxidant potential. Each one is a little different and has, you know, different focus for its antioxidants, if you will. But thanks to some fairly recent biochemical testing known as the CAP-E test, we know that the antioxidant benefit and effects of 7 Plus is unusually high. So we know that these antioxidants are getting into the cells and they're able to exert their effects as antioxidants. There's some fairly potent anti-inflammatory effects. We know that the compounds such as fucoidin, acai, the aloe vera even, goji, mangosteen, the noni in particular, all have anti-inflammatory benefits. And in fact, we know that the anti-inflammatory benefits work in different ways and in different areas to help reduce skin inflammation, for example. Many of these natural fruits were used in traditional native medicine for that very purpose as anti-inflammatories, often smeared on the skin, taken internally because it is very good not only for the surface of the skin, but it's very good for inflammation of the gastrointestinal system and the GI tract. And if you think about it, the GI tract has one of the highest turnover of cells in the body. In other words, we're always kind of losing gut cells and replacing them in the normal course of wear and tear. And so it's very easy to have problems with our gastrointestinal system, and that mucosal lining in the gut is one of our first barriers of defense to foreign invaders. So having an intact GI tract is very important so things don't leak out that you don't want, and foreign things don't enter that you don't want to. It's a first line against various bacteria, viruses, and fungi. A lot of the soluble fiber to be found in 7 Plus, such as the soluble fiber or inulins that are particularly a part of the agave nectar, which is the sweetening agent used, is particularly important in helping stabilize normal gut bacteria. Again, not only the agave, but the as well as the fucoidin, the noni, the goji, and the mangosteen, even the sea buckthorn helps to regenerate mucous membranes in various types of GI tract ailments, such as ulcers, colitis, or esophagitis, and other inflammatory conditions. With that. So, you know, and having and balancing the normal gut flora is a very important part of digestion. It's a very important part of maintaining proper health because the good kind of gut bacteria are responsible in part for some of our vitamins and maintaining the phytonutrients that we need. Again, 7 Plus is also beneficial for immune enhancement. We know that, for example, the fucoidin seems and its polysaccharides seem to have a particular benefit in anti-inflammatory effects. Noni, in particular, has very potent immune-boosting effects. The goji has been known for thousands of years as a general tonic for aging and improving vitality. And it does this in part by seeming to stimulate the immune system. It helps improve the antibody response, and that's important because, again, your immune system is your first line of defense, not only against foreign invaders, but also against your body's own responses and cells which can turn damaging to the body. And maintaining your immune system, I think everyone would agree, has got to be of paramount importance if you want to maintain health. We know that noni, for example, stimulates T cells, which is a particularly important member of your immune system. Several of the other ingredients, such as the acai and the noni and the mangosteen, seem to stimulate and boost the other types of immune cells, such as the natural killer cells or the macrophages, and this becomes very definitely a line of defense for the body's own cells, which seem to have turned against it. And remember, your immune system is kind of in a balancing state or a balancing mechanism. It's got to take care of the cells that are that come in that turn against it, but yet not become so stimulated that it starts fighting its own tissues and thinking that the body's own cells are foreign invaders and starting to attack those, as in some of the autoimmune diseases. So being able to modulate the immune system, lower the parts that are overactive and raise the parts that are underactive becomes a particularly important benefit. And phytochemicals and phytonutrients are really the most potent weapons we have in being able to do this. There is no drug that can turn on the immune system or turn it off in and of itself. So being able to balance or modulate it is left to the various kinds of plant-based entities on that. We have drugs which can suppress the immune system and some drugs that stimulate the immune system, but it's at a cost. They all have very potent side effects. And so one of the beauties of 7 Plus is that it's able to do this far more gently and far more naturally and without the range of side effects that we see with medications. There's other effects and benefits to 7 Plus, like improving hormonal balance and control. Now, many of the ingredients are able to improve the hormonal effects. Fucoidin, for example, the noni, the goji, all seem to help improve the body's hormonal utilization, whether it does this by actually stimulating the hormone receptors, also helping the liver be able to modify and handle toxins, as well as be able to boost the necessary ingredients or produce the necessary ingredients for making certain hormones, and being able to regulate the hormonal effects in the other ingredients, such as the sea buckthorn, astragalus, eleutherococcus, or what we call adaptogens. And these seem to be able to sort of tone down the body's stress thermostat, reduce the amount of cortisol floating around. And that in and of itself is pretty amazing to be able to do that, because we have no drugs that can basically limit or modify the effects and amount of cortisol, which is your stress hormone that's floating around. Some of them may, as I said, may provide precursors for some of the hormonal secretions. such as noni. Other ingredients may help activate serotonin receptors that are particularly important for sleep and hunger and blood pressure and mood and so on. That's in part why I think goji was thought to be so potent and such a natural tonic for for so many years with that. We know that many of the other ingredients can also help moderate or modulate blood sugar. It's not going to treat your blood sugar or diabetes. Again, remember that diabetes is very much a hormonally mediated malady with the insulin and the glucagon and all the other cascade of body hormones that regulate and feed into the glucose mechanism. It also is important that at the nominal amount of 7-plus that we may take on a daily basis, you know, whether it be 3/4 or an ounce or two of 7-plus, you're not going to get enough of a sugar effect that it should concern you if you have diabetes. If you want to take more, then there may be some benefit to correcting and handling one's blood sugar. And this may be in part because you're getting soluble fiber. Some of the ingredients may promote gut bacteria, which again is important in regulating blood sugar. It may help the liver stabilize and manage its glucose load better. Again, it's going to help with the handling the hormonal balance necessary for proper blood sugar control. There's tons of different ingredients within 7-plus that have beneficial effects on cholesterol and blood pressure and helping reduce atherosclerosis. As we talked earlier, there's lots of antioxidants which can help reduce the oxidation of cholesterol, which is one of the formative events within atherosclerosis. So it can help limit atherosclerosis. There are some studies to suggest that the pomegranate, which is part of 7-plus, can actually produce noticeable reduction in atherosclerotic plaque. Similarly, aloe vera and some of the others, like the carotenoids, is found in GAC. Mangosteen is good for cholesterol oxidation. And, the sea buckthorn is chock full of antioxidants. It's also got the beta-sitosterol, which, again, is another type of the sterol, the plant sterols, of which 7-plus is a wonderful resource for plant sterols, which have lots of different effects that we've already talked about. All of the ingredients are excellent sources of organic vitamins, and these are vitamins which are found in the organic complexes that our body wants to see them so that they can be properly absorbed and utilized. We have a full spectrum and panoply of all the different vitamins, the A's, the B's, the C's, the D's, the K's, the E's. We have the full chain of the different omega unsaturated fatty acids, which are important to keep balanced. We've got the phytosterols. And I think with all the different effects that we're blessed with in 7-plus, to my mind, there's really no convincing reason why you need to take a whole handful of pills on top of 7-plus, because you're getting a little bit of everything, and over the course of time with taking 7-plus on a daily basis, you're going to see those benefits and manifest that supplementation that your body needs. Now, certainly, we're not recommending that you stop anything you're taking. Again, if you take a nutritional supplement like 7 Plus and you take various medications, or any medication for that matter, then it's something you should be discussing with your physician, because we're not telling you to stop anything or supplant it with anything. This is good supplemental nutrition, which everybody needs. So I think that's 7 Plus in a nutshell. And certainly if there's any other questions tonight, we would be happy to take any of those. If you want to hit star 7, that should unmute you and allow you to pipe up with a question if there's something Paul or I can answer this evening.
Okay, we do have, just to keep the background quiet, which is why when you went to introduce yourselves, you couldn't hear yourselves. I had you all muted out. So it's set up for you to hit star 7 if you'd like to come on the line and ask a question. And our new fully featured dashboard here shows us not only all of our callers, it shows your name, your phone number, how many minutes you've been on the call. It's kind of really cool here. So that's why we've switched to this different system here and did a number change recently. It just gives us a much more robust system here. But with all that, Dr. Kuipers has offered to stay on the line to answer any questions you might have. So if you've got a question you'd like to ask Dr. Kuipers, just hit star 7. Just hit star 7 and go ahead and ask your question.
Dr. Kuipers?
Go ahead.
Yes, I have actually a new distributor who is a nurse who just got on to the Proformance, and she's got the flu, and she went to the pharmacist today, and he told her that was exacerbating it, and she was, surprised to hear something like that. Is there any ingredients in there that would, make the flu worse for somebody?
Well, in a word, no. I can't think of anything in Proformance that would make her flu worse, and I think there's good reason to think that it would help and make it better. For all the reasons that that I just rambled through 7 Plus, that all the things that are there that have stimulated and improved the immune system, decreased the inflammatory response, give the body, a lot of the vital sugars that it needs to, to help its systems. You've got the ginseng there, which is a potent tonic, can help balance and modulate the, your cortisol response, and not only, vitamins and phytosterols and so on. So, frankly, if I get the flu, I'm just going to take more 7 Plus, not none.
Yeah, I was just clueless that a pharmacist who should be educated would say something like that, to somebody. Which,
well,
again, made her.
Not all pharmacists are frankly knowledgeable in the area of of natural ingredients, and there's a lot of conflicting and confusing information out there, and so just reading a bottle's labeled ingredients doesn't necessarily tell you much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
And there's an old expression that people are down on that which they're not up on. maybe there just needs to be a little more educational process there. Next question for Dr. Kuipers. If you have a question you'd like to ask, just hit the star 7, and that will unmute your line.
Dr. Kuipers, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from Eastern Pennsylvania. My name's Kathy. I actually have a couple questions. First of all, I deal with a lot of people who have flu allergies and different health conditions. And if somebody has celiacs, can they take this product?
Yes. Remember that celiac disease is first and foremost an inflammatory condition of the gut. And the ingredients in 7 Plus are basically really good for inflammation, especially gut inflammation. You've got the noni, you've got bucoidin, you've got aloe vera, you've got goji. All of these are very good for all the reasons we just talked about for gut problems. So
yeah, but is it gluten free?
Yep.
Yes, it
is. It's gluten free.
Okay. It doesn't say so on the bottle. I was just asking. Are there any particular health problems that somebody would, if somebody had, they would not want to take this product?
As we've talked about before, you should, you certainly should consult your physician with whatever you have if you're taking something like 7 Plus. But most, I can't really think about why they would say that it's not good for you, except in one particular instance, and that is if they've had a transplant.
Okay.
Because 7 Plus basically stimulates the immune system, or can modulate the immune system, and individuals who have had transplants are trying to basically shut down the immune system so they don't reject their transplanted organ, and they take powerful drugs to suppress the immune system. You wouldn't want to take something on top of that that's going to possibly and remotely counteract those drugs and stimulate the immune system and potentially rejection. So that, as far as I can think of, would be the main thing that you'd have to be very careful of if you were taking immune suppressing or anti-rejection drugs in transplant scenario.
Okay, that answered my question. Thank you very much.
Dr. Kiefer, this is Jan. Got a question. Would somebody who has a brain tumor, would it be better to take the Proformance or the Super 7?
You could make a case for either or. My first thought would probably be the Proformance, because of to help probably modulate the hormonal system stimulation a little bit better. Perhaps you couldn't really go wrong with either one, but I think the ginseng as well as the astragalus and Eleutherococcus and that adaptogen milieu might do a little better with the somebody with a brain tumor with that from that standpoint.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, I think also, I mean, as I heard Dr. Kiefer talk about all the wonderful reasons why we should be consuming 7 Plus or 7 Proformance, 7 Plus Proformance or our Super 7 on a regular basis, and was thinking about all that good stuff going into the body and all the potential benefits of that, I thought how important it is to, maybe mention and bring up a few things. The things that we want to stop putting into the body so that what we do put in that's good can really have an opportunity to do really some good there. And I know I get on my soapbox about this. I wake up every morning with, one of many goals in mind, but one goal is to see if I can stop, just one person a day from drinking sodas. And specifically, what I'm going after is that one person a day that thinks they've done themselves a service because they've switched from regular sodas to diet sodas. And I just really encourage people to not drink soda at all, but particularly if they're drinking diet sodas, to quit immediately. And all I'll do is refer people to, Dr. Mercola, mercola.com. You can go on there and just, punch in. He has his own little, built-in Google-type search engine on his site. You can just punch in Diet Coke or diet sodas, and you'll have enough reading for the rest of the week into the holidays on all the articles and reasons why not to drink Diet Coke. Also, I'll direct you to a Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock. I subscribe to his medical journal reports for my gosh, it's been, you know, a couple of years now. Lots of good information on there, and he speaks out quite vehemently against drinking sodas, particularly the diet sodas. He's the author of these. He's actually a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon. He's the author of the book Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Certainly a book that once you've read that book, you would never put another diet soda to your lips again the rest of your life if you really read and understood what was outlined in that book. Anything that is an artificial sweetener to give it that sugary taste without the sugaring, if it says sugar-free on it or contains no sugar, that says that on the label, most likely it has aspartame or the brand name NutraSweet in there, or possibly Splenda. But these are all excitotoxins, and he outlines in his books that excitotoxins are pretty well, you know, considered to be a cause of brain tumors. And that reminded me when I heard that someone, you know, had was concerned about their brain tumors, that that not only does it do you well to put things in your body that might improve your health, you've got to stop putting things in your body that might, you know, be detrimental to your health. And so I just couldn't resist my opportunity to bring that up. And if you're consuming sodas, really just start to wean yourself off that. Switch to, you know, maybe like an iced tea. If you're hooked on that sugary taste, go with maybe a sweetened iced tea, and then gradually work your way off to just an iced tea with no, you know, sweetener in it, and then, you know, work your way off to just where you're drinking water. Water is the best thing that you can be putting into your body, you know, in terms of a liquid. So anyway, just wanted to throw that in. Also, stop eating junk food. I won't get on that soapbox tonight, but I think you all know the drill, guys. You can't, you know, if you jump in your car and you step on the gas, you're going to go down the street. Well, stepping on the gas is like putting 7+ into your body, you know, but if you also equally press down as hard on the gas as you did the brakes, you're going to go, and you know, something's going to burn out. You know, the transmission's going to burn out, the clutch is going to burn out, something's going to happen. You know, the brakes will burn out. So, you know, something's going to get damaged if you're driving with your foot on the brakes and your foot on the gas. That's what you do when you take our product and still eat your hamburgers and french fries at the fast food restaurants, guzzle down the milkshakes and the Diet Cokes and the regular sodas. You're driving with one foot on the brake. So I'd encourage everybody, take your foot off the brake and start enjoying optimum health because of the lifestyle choices that we make. With that, back to you, Dr. Kuipers. And if anyone else has a question, hit *7 and feel free to ask Dr. Kuipers any question you've got in mind.
Yes, Dr. Kuipers?
Yes, ma'am.
I mentioned last week a little girl that had cancer and it came back the third time, but they thought it was cancer, but it's not. It's a very rare, rare bacterial problem that one person in 300,000 gets it, and she's got it. And they're going to give her penicillin for a year to correct this problem. Will the 7+ do her any good while she's taking that penicillin?
Well, I don't think it'll do her any harm. I'm not familiar with what her root problem might be, but, you know, all the more reason if she's going to be taking a suppressive antibiotic for a year that she's going to need something to help maintain the rest of her systems, especially her gut flora and her, her normal GI tract as best as possible so that she can, not have all the problems of that chronic antibiotic use can.
That seems like that can't be good for her, that penicillin, for a whole year. Good night.
Well, it kind of depends on what dose and what they're treating, but any long-term antibiotic has the potential to mess up your normal gut bacteria. And we rely on our gut bacteria for a whole host of things that are pretty important. So taking something that has soluble fiber, that has plant sterols, that has, you know, all the nutrients that those gut bacteria are going to need that stand potentially to be wiped out by the penicillin is important. So I think any child or anybody for that matter that is fighting off a chronic infection which she must be if she's on antibiotics for a year, needs good all-around nutrition. So taking something like 7 Plus is going to be particularly important for her.
How much would she take? How much?
How old is she?
7. She said cancer.
Oh, I think she could take, you know, an ounce a day easily.
Okay, thank you.
And I just want to insert here that this is, you know, ask the doctor, and you're asking personal questions of the doctor. And Dr. Kuipers is a board-certified physician, full-blown MD here, and he's able to answer these questions in that manner. You, however, as distributors that are listening to those questions, unfortunately can't hang up and turn around and give the same answers to your distributors. And so I do want to squeeze our little disclaimer in here. First of all, for legal purposes, we state on our bottle that our product is not to be used by children or pregnant or lactating or nursing mothers without, again, them consulting with their, you know, health provider. So if they have a health practitioner, you know, we recommend that if they have children, they say, well, can my children take it? You know, we say, check with your doctor, you know, check with your pediatrician, you know, or your family doctor. And they say, well, my wife's pregnant, can she take it? Check with your doctor. And that is the corporate answer. Dr. Kuipers is sharing with you that from the perspective of being an MD, he doesn't see any, you know, problems with that, which would mean that he's not endorsing you take it or suggesting you do. He's just answering it in a matter-of-fact way that he sees no harm in doing that from his doctor's perspective. And so that if you were to choose to do that, it would be a personal choice you made and certainly not with any recommendation or encouragement by the company. Matter of fact, the company says do not do it without consulting with your doctor first. So with all that mentioned, you might just want to, I just believe in making informed decisions. I'm amazed at how many people just don't make any decisions at all. They let other people make decisions for them. Well, it's your body, it's your health, it's your life, it's your future. Make intelligent decisions. When people, you know, ask me questions, obviously not being a doctor, I can't answer them. So, but I do refer them. I say, you know what? Why don't you go to, you know, just Google it. You know, Google that. If you've been, you know, told to, you know, be on antibiotics for a period of time, you know, why not just collect more information about antibiotics? What are they? What do they do? Find out the particular name. Google that. Google side effects of, you know, this particular, whether it's penicillin or amoxicillin or, you know, there's a whole different kind of cillins out there in antibiotics. Maybe it's Cipro or ciproflaxin or whatever. You know, find out the name of it. Google it. Say, you know, side effects of, dangers of, warnings, you know, and just collect the information so that you know what's going into your body. And then go back and maybe, you know, challenge your doctor. Is there something that, you know, wow, this one has a whole list of side effects. Do you have anything with not so many other side effects? You might even want to just Google alternatives to, you know, such and such. And you may find some link going to a site that talks about, alternative, you know, things that you could use. Again, being under the care of a doctor, I would certainly, you know, advise you to take that information and discuss it with your doctor. You know, don't go out and start diagnosing yourself and everything else. But certainly, and all I'm saying is get educated, make informed decisions. That's what I think you really need to do, folks. Anyway,
Paul, how do you spell Dr. McCullough's last name?
It's Mer, M-E-R, and then Cola, like in Coca-Cola. Mercola,
M-E-R. Okay.
Yeah, M-E-R. Okay, it's Mercola. Dr. Joseph Mercola. I've met him a couple occasions. Attended a seminar he did. He's got the number one website in terms of number of hits for alternative health information.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
And it's a great resource for just information on alternative. You know, and I get irked that we have to call what we do alternative. You know, we're the original real stuff. It's all the allopathic stuff that's really the alternative. But anyway, mm-hmm. I think you'd find a wealth of resources on his site there. And, but just read. Get Dr. Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins That Kill. That's the taste that kills. Excitotoxins, the taste that kills. That's a great one. Mercola has, if you get any questions, if you're drinking sodas and you think, Paul's just saying that, you know, or particularly worse, I mean, 10 times worse, if you're drinking a diet soda, my gosh, you know, order his, he's got a book and a DVD. You know, one is called Sweet Deception, the other is called Sweet Remedy. Order both of them, and just, you know, watch them and just educate yourself into what you're doing to your body when you consume soda. And the reason I harp on that is you're spending, you know, $32.50 a bottle for our product, depending on which one you're buying, and you're spending all that money on a product, and there's all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things that product can do for you, you know, potentially, and why ruin it by putting things into your body that are going to negate it? I mean, my gosh, it just doesn't make sense to me, but it won't make sense to you either unless you become educated and know what certain things do inside of your body. When you realize that drinking one soda, you know, we're talking about the sugar in it, but just the acidity of it. You know, you've got to drink like 20 glasses of water to make up for the acid, aspect of the drink, just to balance out your pH without it, you know, robbing calcium from your bones. But when you learn those things, you go, oh my gosh, I'm not going to drink those anymore. Now you have a reason not to, and that's why I can encourage you to, you know, kind of read that material. So anyway, any other questions for Dr. Kuipers?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
It's Miriam, by the way. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Miriam. How are you?
Good. Long time no talk.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Kuipers. I have a question about the anti-inflammatory pain relief. About 2.5 years ago when I started on the product, about 3.5 weeks later, all of my arthritis pain was disappearing. And I had a conversation with my chiropractor about it, who stocked 7 Plus for a while, for an administrative reason, stopped, but he is going to start again, and he himself just started on the product. We did one of the drop ships with him. But in case he brings this up again, I remember he told me, or he asked me, I guess, 2.5 years ago when I was raving about my pain relief, he said to me, without glucosamine in the product, though, are you rebuilding cartilage? So what's the best way I can address that concern?
Well, glucosamine isn't a vitamin, so your body can actually make and build glucosamine.
That's what I thought. Okay.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, if you give it, it may take another couple chemical steps within the cells, but if you're giving the body all the necessary building blocks and raw ingredients, it'll make what it needs, and so it's going to rebuild its cartilage on its own. I mean, we don't normally get glucosamine as an intact molecule from eating shellfish and shells and so on. So, yes, your body's going to be able to rebuild its necessary building blocks from 7 Plus and a diet. In other words, you're going to hopefully build up more than what you're tearing down.
I read a recent medical journal report that said, guess what causes the body to produce its own glucosamine?
Glucose and L-glutamine?
Well, no, it's actually polysaccharides.
Polysaccharides, how about that one? Because I read the other. I read glucosamine.
It said polysaccharides in particular from the Lycium barbarum berry. Well, guess what we have in our product?
Goji!
Hey, and I can't make any claims, but I can ask you some questions that you can answer yourself.
Yeah.
And the article I read, and I'm making no claims about our product, but the article I read pointed out that the polysaccharides actually trigger the liver to produce its own glucosamine. And I'm just kind of curious, what do you think is better for the body, the glucosamine that it might produce itself in its own liver, or something that some pill might contain you buy in a drugstore?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway,
yeah,
just to kind of further.
That's really good. That's really good to know, because the polysaccharide part. Because I had just read recently that if we get glucose, which I know is in the product based on the independent research I've done on the ingredients and the amino acid L-glutamine, that combo also helps produce glucosamine in the body. So, but that's good to know about the polysaccharides. Awesome.
Yeah, I read that article about 6-7 months ago, and and I think that as all of you listened to Dr. Kuipers just talking earlier about, you know, all of the just amazing potential benefits of consuming the ingredients that are in our product, that you've got to realize this is one special product. This is not like anything else the world has seen out there. It's not like anything else that's on the market. You know, we're not juices; we're extracts. They're bioavailable. They're They're powerful. They work in synergy together. It's not about just any one of our, we used to say seven ingredients, and we added the blueberry and the pomegranate and the aloe, so it became 10 ingredients, and we added the Eleutherococcus and the astragalus, and so it became 11 and 12, and then we added the, you know, anionic plant-based trace minerals, 13, and then we realized the importance of just the agave is, 14, and the we just go on and on. It's almost every, all the little minor ingredients in there are so potent and powerful. I mean, just the ionic plant-based trace minerals, they absorb up to 60 times their weight in nutrients and help transport, that through the system. When you read about the aloe and how it communicates, it aids in cellular communication and how powerful it is just to have aloe in our product. And if you get a product without, some of our ingredients, from what I've read and understand, you're just not getting the delivery and the potency of that product that you do if those ingredients are present. So, yeah, our product is really unique, very special, certainly something that everybody, once they understood, what was in it and all the potential benefits, would want to take for the rest of their life.
And who was the first person to understand it, Paul, out of everybody in X-Fuse?
Me. Yes, you were. I know.
I think I'm the only person who ever bought X-Fuse without the intent of trying it. I bought it with the intent of switching to it permanently for the rest of my life.
Exactly. We say take X-Fuse for life. A little play on the word there, but
because I understood. And to put in a little plug for the comment you made about the soda and the junk food and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that's why my vision improved so quickly, because I wasn't doing any of that. And 3.5 weeks on the Classic 7 Plus, I had new eyesight. And a few weeks later, I had to go to the eye doctor and come home with new eyeglasses that were cut by 1 point in each eye.
Wow, what an awesome testimonial. That's awesome.
I mean, I know we can't make claims, but if I'm the only person that happened to, I'd say it was a supernatural healing.
you made a good point. The reason that you and so many people have such a dramatic response to our product in a very short period of time, and then others, you may be listening on the phone and say, man, I hear all these great testimonials, and yet I sold it to three of my friends, and they said they didn't feel anything. Well, when somebody tells me that, I say, well, where'd you have lunch? Burger King. You're driving with your foot on the brakes. What'd you wash down the Big Mac with? A Diet Coke. I said, well, don't expect to feel anything. I mean, now, it's not saying there won't be some major improvements that are indetectable that you didn't notice. But, you can't drive your car with the brakes on, and that's what we do, and we still stuff junk food into our bodies.
Yeah,
I think we get time for one more question, maybe two, if it's a short one. Another question for Dr. Kuipers?
Hello? This is Bob. Can you hear me?
Yes, Bob. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I was wondering and looking at the research done in Europe with periwinkle for brain disorders. Was there any mention of autism?
I'm not specifically aware of periwinkle being studied with autism. It's reputed for mental clarity and improving cerebral vascular blood flow. I don't know that it's specifically been studied for in autism. Autism isn't very well understood anyway, and it's a subject of a growing amount of research. But I just don't know of any substance of vincristine or periwinkle, or even any drugs for that matter, that do much in autism.
Hmm. Yeah, and we can't make any claims, and we're even restricted from sharing anything other than our own personal testimony. So all I will share with you that I was at a meeting last Friday when a gentleman got up and gave his own personal testimony with his own child who's autistic. And it was he reported improvements so dramatic that he choked up or brought tears to his eyes and all of us listening to the story. And I believe that's all I can legally say about that. But all we really can say is, hey, try it and see what it might do for you or your loved ones.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Any other questions? We've got time for one last one.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, do you think it could possibly do anything for neuropathy, both in the legs and the hand?
We have had testimonials from individuals that have noted some benefit with neuropathy.
I know it creates a nerve damage.
Right. Well, that is neuropathy. Now, whether it's nobody can say whether it's actually restoring the nerves or in some other fashion, but they have had a decrease in the pain and uncomfortable sensations from taking their 7+, so that their neuropathy seems better to them. I can't, and there's some various reasons. We know it does help with inflammation. We know it does help with improved pain and discomfort. It helps the immune system. It also helps improve circulation through various of the ingredients. And exactly how it's doing, I don't know. I'm just sharing with you that my belief that there would be some reason that there may be some benefit for neuropathy with 7+. You might have to take quite a bit of it, and it may take a while, because neuropathy, by and large, is a disease that comes on very gradually over time and can be caused by a lot of different factors.
I'm taking 2 shots a day.
Yeah, I think there's some reason to think that there may be some benefit, but it might take months before you might see some improvement. That's a very individual response, and something as complex and widespread as neuropathy.
I've heard people report positive results with their neuropathy. Again, that's all I'm legally allowed to say. I'd encourage you to stop putting bad stuff in, start putting good stuff in, namely our product, and just see what it might do for yourself. Anyway, we are at the bottom of the hour, and unless someone's got a question they just have to ask, we can extend the recording here a little if we had to. Does someone else have a question they'd like to ask? Okay, then if not, I'm going to wish you all a Merry Christmas, by the way. We will not be doing a call this coming Monday. We're going to let you have a little break during the holidays here. And we'll see you back on the first Monday in January. And I did have a calendar in front of me. What did I do with that? Okay, January 4, it will be our next call. And I want to thank all of you for dialing in and wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Good night, and God bless. This ends the call.
Merry Christmas.